From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. And today we're checking out the public library. When you're laid off and digitally cut off, there's no place like the library to get yourself situated online. There's a new study about how important that role of the library is these days. And joining us now, as he does often in this part of the program, is Omar Gayaga, who covers technology culture for the Austin American Statesman. Welcome back, Omar.
Hi, Robert. Good to be here.
And tell us about who did this study and what it tells us.
Well, this was a funding and technology study from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the American Library Association. This was released today, and kind of a mixed blessings here on Internet access in libraries. The Internet access in libraries are being used more. The technology is getting better. The access is getting better. But libraries are facing other challenges like reduced hours, funding cuts. So although they are providing more services to more people, including things like Wi-Fi, it seems that they're facing other challenges that are actually building some walls between them and the people that need these services the most.
Now, I associate talk about the digital divide with the 1990s, but this report suggests that many communities are still struggling with digital access.
Right. We've been talking about this a long time, and the FCC has been looking into continuing to extend Internet access, especially to rural areas, places that don't have ubiquitous Wi-Fi or broadband. But this is hitting libraries pretty hard because in a lot of these areas where there isn't a Starbucks or a coffee house with Wi-Fi on every corner, these are places where people go to use computers. They may not have a computer or broadband in the home, and they're using these libraries to do things like fill out job applications online, to do job searches, to fill out government e-forms. This is the only place that a lot of people have to turn to. And for those that can't afford a mobile phone with Internet access or a broadband connection at home, it really might be their only option. So libraries are really trying to fill a need. But you know, with reduced hours and funding cuts, they're really facing a bit of an uphill battle.
But have mobile phones, which have gotten cheaper and also more sophisticated, have they to some extent helped to bridge this gap?
They have in some areas, especially among kids. A lot of kids who may not even have broadband access at home may have a cell phone and may be using that as their primary Internet gateway. There's been a lot of study from the Pew Research Center about that. And it's very interesting, especially among low-income and among minorities, African-Americans and Latinos. Teenagers are actually surpassing Caucasians in terms of mobile broadband use. So they're the ones who are accessing the Internet via their cell phones the most. But a lot of times that's in lieu of having a home broadband connection. And where that suffers is they may not have parents at home who are Internet savvy. They may not be able to guide a teenager through issues like cyberbullying or sexting that they may encounter. So they definitely are at a disadvantage, even if they are more savvy about using cell phones for Internet.
Omar, how typical is this image of the library as the place where people can go and have easy, free Internet access, if not Wi-Fi access?
I think a lot of people think of the public library as having, you know, the ancient beige computer and slow Internet access. But really, they have done very well in providing faster Internet access, in providing things like Wi-Fi. 82% of libraries report that they provide free Wi-Fi access. And 67% of the libraries that were in this study say that they're the only provider of free public access to computers and Internet. So they really are an important community resource. They're helping people fill out government forms, file their taxes, look for jobs. When you have 15% of them saying they're reducing their hours, that's really a dangerous thing, especially given the economy and that a lot of people don't have fast Internet at home or maybe even a computer.
Thank you, Omar.
Thanks for having me. And we will be posting a link to the study and lots of other information on the All Tech Considered blog at npr.org/alltech.
Okay. Omar Gayaga, who covers technology for the Austin American Statesman and here for All Tech Considered.